In the name of Jesus, amen. Gospel reading is the basis for our sermon this Lord's Day. Please hear these words once again. And Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, give me justice against my adversary. For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect, who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? So what's this about? Well, it's about prayer. It's about prayer. But what about prayer? Pray more? Well, yes, you should pray more. But simply telling you to pray more is not the way to make that happen. And there's more going on here than that. If Jesus wanted you to pray more, he simply would have said, pray more. End of story. Is this about how you should badger God? Try to wear him out like an annoying little kid. Well, yes, you are to pray regularly and often. But God is not like some cranky old man that has to be worn down by those who think they can outlast him. In fact, Jesus says, when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Jesus said specifically, do not be like them. The Bible does not talk about the power of prayer. Talks about the power of God. The Bible does not talk about people being prayer warriors. Rather, it says that we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness with groans and sighs that words cannot express. The Bible doesn't talk about, you know, trying to gather as many people together as we can to pray and kind of mount an assault on heaven, or like we're trying to get people to sign a petition so that God will do what we want. And yes, we are to pray for other people, and we do that in church. But sometimes, you know, people get the idea, oh, I've got people in this church praying for me, and this church, they're all praying for me. Certainly, you know, somebody's going to get it right. And while there's something about that that might be commendable, it really doesn't say much about God, does it? So what's this about? This is about these words. God will provide justice for his chosen people who cry to him day and night. God will provide justice for his chosen people who cry to him day and night. God will provide justice. God. When you pray to God, you're not praying to a higher power. You're not praying to the force. You're praying to one you call Father. God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. God who made all things, and you are privileged to call him Father. Many years ago, it was in the fellowship hall. We were having some kind of a church gathering, and so there was adults milling around and kids milling around, and I was talking with another adult, and this little girl was trying to get my attention, tugging on my trouser pant leg, trying, and I just, you know, just wait. Kids sometimes have to learn to wait while adults are talking. So I gave the motion, you know, just wait. Wasn't good enough for this little girl. She went and got a folding chair, stood it up right next to me, and stood on the folding chair, and then so she could look at me more in the eye. Kind of an odd thing for a little girl to do. But I was her dad. Little girl was my daughter. That's why she did it. I was her dad. And she wanted something that she knew Dad could help her with. I can't even remember what it is anymore, and I don't think she does either. You have one you call Father when you pray. And so you are to be bold when you talk to your Heavenly Father, because He loves you as His own dear child. There is a relationship there. God will provide justice. Every one of us could tell about a story about how we at some point or other suffered injustice. Somebody cheated you. Somebody mistreated you. You came out on the short end of things, and maybe it was a family member. Maybe it was a boss. Maybe a coworker. Maybe a neighbor. And to this day, you remember how you have been cheated and justice has never yet come. God will provide justice. The Bible says that. Jesus says that. And that is a great encouragement for Christians. That means you don't have to worry about getting revenge. That means you can actually have peace about that situation because God is going to take care of it. God will provide the justice. You don't have to worry about trying to make it happen. God will take care of it. In the book of Revelation, there's this image John is given where he sees the souls of those who have been martyred under the altar of God. And it says, they cried out with a loud voice, "O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you will judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" And they were given a white robe and told to rest a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and their brothers should be complete, who were to be killed as they themselves had been. There would be justice for those souls who were martyred. They wouldn't get to see it, of course, in their lifetime, but God assured them there would be justice. And that's encouraging for you and for me. But wait a minute. There are people who, when they think, yeah, I wish there would be justice. And who are they thinking about? They're thinking about you. In a time when you did something that hurt them. It's interesting when we talk about injustice, we always think how we have been hurt. And we don't think about the times we have hurt others by things we have said, by things we have done. Will there be justice? Yes, there will. God will provide justice for His elect. Who's the elect? You are. You, who have sinned against others by thought, word, and deed, for whom Jesus died and shed His blood. How does God render that justice? In the cross of Christ. And so you need not fear those words that God will provide justice, that God holds something against you. Jesus stands as a mediator on your behalf, goes to God for you, is your go-between. So that when God says He will provide justice, He will. Wrong will be punished, right will be rewarded, and all of that is made true in the cross of Jesus. There will be justice for His elect, His chosen people. And that would be you, the redeemed, the baptized. Now, you have trouble believing that. And so we gather in this place to be reminded of that good news time and time again. God will provide justice for His elect, who cry to Him day and night. And now we're back to that praying part. Christians are people who pray. And we don't pray because we have to inform God what we need. We don't pray as if God doesn't know. We pray to remind ourselves where we trust. We rely upon God. We pray in church publicly. And as you have your private devotions, you pray privately. I would encourage you when you're having your personal devotions, when you pray, Pray out loud. Pray out loud. When there's nobody else around, you're saying your prayers, pray out loud. It'll help you pay attention to what you're saying. It'll help you to focus and concentrate a little bit better because you'll hear your own words and it goes into your ears and it resonates in your brain. Helps you to remember that you're praying to a God, a Father who is almighty, who provides justice through the blood of Jesus, that you might have peace. Well, I don't know what to pray. Well, yes, you do. You know the Lord's Prayer. You don't know what else to pray? Pray the Lord's Prayer. And pray it out loud when you're by yourself. And take time to think about what you're saying. And you can pray that prayer night and day. Day and night. Being assured of who your God is. A Father who loves you more than you realize. And who's done everything that needs to be done that you might live with Him for all eternity. God will provide justice. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord comes again in glory. Amen.